Are you seeking thrilling tales of adventure and superheroics? Do you crave the weekly drama of teenage hijinks and high school angst? Then don't miss the next issue of These Protean City Comics.
All right, I'm sitting down here with Alex Guerrero. Thank you so much for coming on. I'm so happy to have you on.
Absolutely. Great to be here.
Why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about who you're going to be playing?
Yeah, I'm going to be playing Sabria Salamanca, the Brain. Her hero name is Salameca. And
so good.
my ability is that I have a robotic sidekick who is my giant robot snake named Metal Coatl.
Excellent.
It's big enough that it can comfortably swallow like one or two adults and save them from a burning building, for example, because she is an aspiring rescue hero.
Fantastic. Can you tell me a little bit about her look?
Yeah. So she has the woman look, as it says, and she is going to be Latina, probably has a tall and skinny body. She's probably like 19 or 20, so she's still a little bit gangly. And what is for my clothing? I think I have like scientific clothing. I kind of play up the, sort of inventory, mad scientist-y vibe a little bit.
Okay, nice.
So she might have like goggles on top of her head that she'd never actually puts on.
I was right about to ask, are we talking like goggles or lab coats?
Yeah, I think that answers in kind of a Digimon tamer way, I guess.
Amazing.
And yeah, I feel like for her hero costume, it's probably like a sort of shorter, easier to move in, like modified lab coat, where like the sleeves only go down to about her elbows and like the bottom of it only goes down like a little bit below her waist. So it's
awesome.
More like a jacket than a coat, but it's still got that science-y look.
Fantastic. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your backstory? Answer some of these questions for me. How did you first reveal your genius to your friends or family?
I think that was probably really early on when I was like 3 or 4 or something. And I think the way that my brain power manifests is in being really good at making like robots and inventions that are inspired by animals and animal parts. So I feel like I probably took apart a Roomba and like reassembled it as like a little like rhino Roomba or something, like where it could charge faster in a direction and it was like bumping into things.
Perfect. Excellent. And why did you decide to use your intellect for the benefit of others?
I think that so we're doing kind of a community focused game. And
yes,
I think
we are.
That I probably like helping people and like saving people. So I think there was probably a time when something bad happened, not even like super bad, but maybe there was a really heavy, like relentless rain one year and people's basements started flooding. And so I built a little frog robot that could like swim into people's basements and like rescue their stuff out of them.
Awesome. Is that when Doc Cudgel first found you to make you a 13th Street Warden?
Yeah. I think that makes sense. That
Excellent.
Was a pretty obvious thing because I was going around like to houses holding a robot frog being like, do you need help? My frog can help you.
Amazing. And then what accident or misfire taught you some sense of humility or responsibility?
Ooh, that is a good one.
This can tie in with your shame if you'd like it to, but it doesn't have to.
Yeah, I think it makes sense to tie it in with my shame because that's rough for me.
You know what? Maybe I should explain this a little bit because some people won't have read this playbook. Mm-hmm. The brain has a deep and abiding shame that is something that they have brought into this world that is horrific in some way and makes life quite a bit worse. And so they have to kind of wrestle with that experience and that shame.
Mm-hmm. So I think this was probably only like a couple of years ago, like 2 or 3 years ago. And there was a disaster that I think we're still kind of nailing down exactly what it was, but some sort of pretty rough disaster that happened in our area. And in trying to help deal with the aftermath of that, there was a local hero who was like mortally wounded. And I was trying to help everyone with my Chimera robot that was like my sidekick at the time. So sort of a classical Greek-esque Chimera with like a goat head and a snake head and a lion head or whatever the third one is. And in order to help save this person's life, what I did, the moment of inspired genius that I can't recreate again, was I made like a mind machine interface to upload them into the robot to save them.
Mm-hmm.
So that person's just a robot now. And I think they're probably not happy about it as much as I would have thought.
No, yeah, there have been some newspaper clippings that suggest that they are not happy with it.
Yeah.
Perfect. Who helped you realize you need other people?
I'm going to say that was probably my family, like my mom.
Cool.
Because I think that I could get very, like, caught up in, like, working on my robot projects and, like, locking myself away in the garage and that sort of thing, and just not taking care of myself. And I think that she would, like, oh, I'm going to, like, bring you food, and then also I'm going to make you stop working on this robot squirrel and, like, make you go out to the park and have, like, friends and act like a normal person. And then I was like, you know what? She is right. Sunlight has its advantages.
Fantastic. And why do you care about the team?
I think the team are really useful. Like, I think that they give me a sense of purpose in, like, fitting in with a group. Okay. 'Cause I have a number of, like, tactical and strategic options for my abilities. So I think that I Sabria is the sort of person who, like, thinks about the team comp of the team that she's in and is like, yes, this is great. I care about these people because, like, we need to have someone who can do this and someone who can do that. And, like, you know,
we need a jungler.
Yeah. So I think she's very psyched to have found a team where she can sort of play off the strengths and weaknesses of the other members.
So you have your robot snake, Metal Quaddle. Do you have additional robots that you tend to have with you? Or is that kind of like the utility one that you go with most often?
I think that's the one that I go with most often, but I also cool. have like little ones or little purpose-built ones because I have the ability to make gadgets. So I think the gadgets that I make are going to be little robots that I either like build really fast or that I'm like, oh, I have a little hummingbird that's going to be perfect for this.
Excellent.
So my relationships are you told blank about your shame and asked them for their confidence. And mm-hmm. wish you could be a better hero, more like blank. I think I probably actually wish that I could be more like POI.
Okay.
Because you are, like, empathetic and good at communicating, and I have a negative one in mundane, so, like, I feel like I have, like, all of these ideas that I can't get across to people well, and it's really frustrating for me, where I'm like, no, I want to be a hero that people like and admire, and instead I kind of weird them out because I'm just like this creepy nerd.
Awesome. And what's the other one?
I told Necromantic about my shame and asked for her confidence. So I think maybe because you got hurt in the same accident that also hurt our friend who became Boomslang, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I think you just know about my shame, like. Because you yeah, were,
because I was,
you
there.
Like didn't see that they were dead. You're like, no, that person's not dead. I can tell. I can see ghosts.
Oh yeah, that's so good.
So yes. I think we had to have that conversation where, like, I probably came to you and I was like, hey, I just need to tell somebody about this. Like that person, I put them into this robot and they hate it now, and like they're, I don't know what to do. And then you're like, yeah, I know.
Hey, about Boomslang. Boomslang's actually probably a name they picked up after the fact.
Right.
All right. And so tell us what happens with your influence?
My influence, I need these people as much as they need me. So I give influence to two of my teammates.
Fantastic. All right. Well, thank you very much. I'm really excited for us to get this play in.
Yeah, thank you.
Protean City Comics is a production of the Stop, Hack, and Roll podcast network. It is produced and edited by James Malloy. The introduction is voiced by Peter DiGilio. All music was composed by Jim Malloy. Masks, A New Generation, is a game by Brendan Conway and published by Magpie Games. This podcast is created thanks to the financial support of backers at patreon.com/stophackandroll. Join us on our Discord at discord.stophackandroll.com. Follow us on Twitter at Protean City and on Instagram at Protean City Comics. Subscribe to Protean City Comics on iTunes or anywhere podcasts are found. Join us next Wednesday to find out what thrilling adventures lie ahead.